Glee star and recording artist Mark Salling joining us on the line right now. Hello there.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry freaking Christmas.
Now, I guess I should tell everybody, you're calling us from tomorrow, right? I'm not even sure most people in North America are awake when we're talking.
Yes, I'm calling you from officially tomorrow. I'm in the Far East.
Where are you? What are you doing?
Well, we are, I'm with a buddy of mine, and we are chilling in the Philippines.
Oh, awesome. So when do you get back? What are you doing for Christmas?
I will be in the Philippines for Christmas and returning on the 29th. So just a little much-needed R&R.
Well, now it is Christmas. You do have a Christmas song out. Now, it's on an album. I guess you released an album a couple years ago. Is that right?
I did. I independently released a record 3 or 4 years ago. It actually went triple wooden, so I was really proud of that accomplishment. And I more recently released a sophomore album, which is called Pipe Dreams. And, yeah, it's what's going on right now.
So the Christmas song is called This Time of Year.
Correct, yes, sir.
And we're gonna play the song, actually, in just a couple minutes. But first, tell me about the song, then. What I found about it, listening to it for the first time, I was sitting at my desk doing a bunch of work. It was sort of background music, but I listened to it over and over again. It just kind of puts you in a zone. So tell me about...
Well, it's a Christmas zone. Is it a holiday zone, would you say?
Yeah, like you're just in a festive mood. I guess what I mean is there's a lot of Christmas songs that are in your face, right? They're, you know, they've got either the catchy, you know, jingly song that we know, and this one is just kind of, it's more laid back.
Right on. Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Tell me about the song.
It's kind of a modern take on Christmas, I suppose, a little bit, and it's obviously a Christmas song. It's not just a holiday song, but you know, it's just from the heart. I wanted to capture the season, and hopefully with the music as well as the words, and hopefully I captured the season.
I think we should hear it now. Do you want to introduce it?
Sure. This time of year, and check it out. Enjoy it.
And there we go. It's called This Time of Year. Now, your new album that just came out a couple months ago, let's talk about that. It's called Pipe Dreams?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
So now, you write music. It's not that you're just the performer. I mean, you're in there writing. You play a bunch of instruments. So take me into the recording process and how involved you are.
Well, I'm completely involved. I do all the instruments and the production and the writing. So it's squarely on my shoulders, you know, whether you like it or not. But I can say that what I produce is honest and from my heart and not synthetic at all. So, you know, it's a long process of starting with an idea and a message and then the music, putting the music to it, and then deciding how you want it to be produced in the studio, what instruments, what tones on the instruments. And it's a long process, but you know, it's the most fulfilling, rewarding thing you can do, so...
I guess it is, because then they do feel like your songs. I guess we hear that criticism a lot in the music industry where, you know, artists are just thrown music and, you know, they have that sort of in-the-box feel, whereas with this one you're more hands-on and you feel more connected with it, and then we feel more connected listening to it.
Well, great. I hope that's the goal. I mean, I think art should be honest and to say something, you know, whether you're right or wrong. I think it should be honest and from the heart, and hopefully I accomplish that. That's what I set out to achieve, so...
So are you performing live shows, like, or touring at all? Like, what are you doing right now, then, aside from Glee?
I wish I had time to play some more live shows and do some kind of tour, but, you know, I'm pretty focused on Glee. It's a pretty demanding schedule, being honest. Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess, yeah, so everybody knows you from Glee on Fox, and people were freaking out. I'm not joking. People were freaking out that you weren't on a couple episodes. I guess it said that your character was, he was in a bit of trouble, and so people were wondering, were you away to promote your music? Like, can you just set the record straight? What was going on?
You know, no. I mean, it's not uncommon for people on our show to sit out an episode or two. So it was, you know, nothing out of the ordinary, and I'm on the episode now. So
yeah, I guess, and that's something that people don't realize. But when it comes to like soap operas, I mean, those are on every day. So yeah, people do need some time off, and that's just one of the things with the business.
Absolutely.
Now, on your website, you sell your music, there's clothing, posters. I want one of those signed posters for The Office, by the way, so if you can hook me up. But what is the website address to pass along to everybody?
I think you can check out markstylingmusic.com, and I believe I have a Facebook. No, facebook.com/stylingmark, and, you know, you can download the record on iTunes. You can download the old record, which I put out under the pseudonym Jericho. You can download that on iTunes as well. Or you can download my Pipe Dreams record on iTunes or Amazon. What have you.
We'll be sure to check it out. I wish we had more time. We've got a full show today. But so the song, This Time of Year, album Pipe Dreams. Mark, the website address one more time. I know you just gave it a few seconds ago.
Yeah, it's marksalonmusic.com.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays. Top of the charts!